Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. And even if you didn't, I'm going to have me a good one here for the next 4 hours. Pat yourselves on the back. This is the start of the show. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. That includes tonight, Tuesday. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. It's a busy night. We got good news, and then we got bad news. Here's some good news. Guys are starting to show up for NFL training camps. Patrick Mahomes didn't have to show up, but he did. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes momentarily. For whatever reason, Bill Belichick still can't get any love anywhere. SEC holding its media day. Kirby Smart answering questions about the Bulldogs repeating. And also questions surrounding his players. It seems like every week there's a new Bulldog going like 100 miles per hour on a road in Georgia somewhere. I guess we got too much space here in Georgia. Madden ratings are out. All my video game fans out there, if anybody still plays Madden, the ratings are here. Aaron Donald is the most highly rated dude in the entire game, has a rating of 99. And then you have other players who aren't happy with their Madden ratings. I guess this is the world we live in, where it's going to take a video game rating to motivate an NFL player. Well, whatever gets the job done, right? You got to motivate people. Someone who doesn't need motivation, Steph Curry, has a new documentary out talking about his life and growing up and being unheralded. There's a big difference between Steph Curry being the son of Dell and Bronny James. Steph Curry, yeah, he grew up around his daddy in the NBA, but he wasn't touted as, hey, we're going to get him in the league. Shohei Ohtani, whooping ass, and as I talk about Ohtani, we'll get to him later on in the show, the Yankees are out in Anaheim. They're already losing. The Yankees are 2-0 to the Angels. And so the Yankees wasting no time to go out there and stink the joint up. Ronaldo thinks the MLS stinks. Ronaldo asked about Messi joining the MLS, and he's like, hey, man, the Saudi League is better. He's like, everybody's following me to the Saudi League. You would think Ronaldo is getting ready to run for office somewhere with all of his bluster. Meanwhile, Messi is getting ready to make his debut for Inter Miami. Yes, Messi, Florida man, the international superstar, the global icon who comes to America, is able to shop in Publix with his family. He's getting ready to play football in Miami. He hit the training camp today, or he hit the field for training, and everybody is anticipating what Messi can do. The MLS All-Star Game will take place tomorrow night in Washington, D.C. I'll have the pleasure of stopping by to check things out. Messi won't be there. Let Messi train, okay? Let Messi train. So we got a lot to do. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you'd follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you'll already know a lot of the things that we'll discuss tonight. Hey, Shep, how you doing, man? You smooth?
Doing okay, JR. How about you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm happy, and it's kind of nuts. Damn it. What the hell? I need a confirmation. Shep, it's July 18th.
Time flies when you're having fun, JR.
Is that what it is? You sure?
Well, you're surprised that July 18th came this fast, right?
Yeah, but it was just July 4th. Here, think fast. Do you know what the hell you did on July 4th?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, well. It's better than me. I have no idea what the hell I did July 4th. I have no idea.
That cannot be true.
No, it might be a good or a bad thing.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I did July 4th. I don't know if I was in Georgia. I don't know where the hell. Oh, July 4th, what the hell was I doing? Anyway, it's July 4th. Think about everything that's passed by over the past few months. I thought we were at the unofficial beginning of summer with Memorial Day. Comes at the end of May, right? You got all of June that swings by. You have the 4th of July, which was obviously 2 weeks ago. And now we're basically sitting on the edge of the end of July. How? You want to know what's happened between Memorial Day and now? The Denver Nuggets became NBA champs. Wembanyama was officially named the number one overall pick in the NBA. The Vegas Knights, they won their Stanley Cup trophy. But Chef, what else have I missed between now? Alcaraz just won. He won Wimbledon.
Yeah, Djokovic won the French.
Yeah, we've had the French Open and Wimbledon between now and then. LIV Golf and the PGA have basically joined forces like Voltron. We've had the ESPY Awards. Messi comes to America. All of this has happened in the summer. It's been busy. Aaron Judge blows out his foot. Sorry, Aaron Judge. Otani is basically walking into an MVP award along with Ronald Acuna Jr., two dudes representing the American League and the National League. And this is when you know things are really moving towards, and this sounds dirty to say it, I know we got a lot of people all over the country dealing with a heat wave. 118 degrees in Phoenix? Wow. I see it's crazy out there. But this is when you know. We're about to hit the dog days. Sorry. NFL training camps are getting underway. The New York Jets are getting ready for Hard Knocks. Patrick Mahomes showed up to training camp, and he didn't need to today because it's just for the rookies. But he's the big dog, right? You know what the superstars do? The superstars set the example and let everybody know that it's all business. Just last week, Patrick Mahomes picking up awards. Best football player at the ESPYs. Patrick Mahomes playing golf at Lake Tahoe with superstar celebrities like Steph Curry. And now he rolls up to work. Two suitcases, all about business, trying to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Kansas City Chiefs, man, they've been whooping ass. They are the best team in the NFL. They have been the best team in the NFL over the past several years. AFC Championship games, Super Bowls. They've gone to a Super Bowl and lost. Patrick Mahomes has his second Super Bowl, and now he's trying to go back to back. It ain't so easy, right? Think about the history of the NFL. 8 NFL teams have won back-to-back Super Bowl championships. You want to know something? We haven't seen this in about 20 years. The last team to go back-to-back happened to be those New England Patriots led by that guy who just retired. Yeah, he's still retired, by the way. Tom Brady and the Pats. 03, 04, the last time we saw a team repeat in the Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes, he knows it ain't going to be easy. He spoke to the media today. He was asked about it. And he said, yeah, well, motivation, we should have some any year. Don't matter if we won or not. Listen to this.
You look at, there hasn't been a team that go back-to-back since the Patriots in, I think, 03, 04. So everybody's motivated by that. I mean, it's you should be motivated every year in the league. It shouldn't matter what the last year was. I mean, you should be motivated to do it again. When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. And so for us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
Are the Kansas City Chiefs not the favorites to be the best team in the AFC again? So many conversations last year about Tyreek Hill moving on and who is their running back. We had that conversation big time last night. It doesn't matter who the running backs are now, right? Patrick Mahomes, he said his ankle is good, right? Kadarius Toney moving into a full season with the Kansas City Chiefs. Marquez Valdez-Scantling still. Travis Kelce. I'm expecting the Kansas City Chiefs to just go right back to the playoffs and compete for another championship. Why would I expect different? Oh, yeah, that's right. Tyreek Hill left last year. Well, how did the offense fare? Oh, it was numero uno in the NFL. Kansas City Chiefs put up basically 30 points per game. They beat the Jags. They beat the Bengals. They beat the Eagles. And then they went to the White House. And then they partied. And then Travis Kelce became Mr. Saturday Night Live. He became Mr. Don't You Ever Disrespect Patrick Mahomes. He dissed mayors. He dissed other NFL players. And now they have a chance and an opportunity to do it again. There's so many championship combinations that we've had in NFL history. Think about Montana and Rice. Young to Rice. We can fast forward here right now to 2023 and think about another combination. This is going to be tied in forever. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I think the Kansas City Chiefs, once again, you take a look at the AFC, they're the team to beat. Sorry, they're the king of the mountains. Until somebody comes through and knocks them off, they're the team you got to move out the way. And so we know who the usual suspects are, and it's their job to try to get over the hump. You want to know something? Hey. Dudes in Baltimore. Hey, Lamar Jackson, you got paid, right? No more conversations about your contract status. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we know he's a little older. We know he's going through some injuries here with his knees. But you got Odell Beckham Jr. You have a new offensive coordinator. I would hope that at least this go-round, you're a little fresh. You were able to draft a wideout in Zay Flowers. I would expect that Duvernay and Bateman, maybe, just maybe, they'll be healthy this year. The Ravens are in that category. The next team up. The Buffalo Bills are in that category. The next team up. I guess if Stephon Diggs wants to show up to work and not pitch a fit. The Cincinnati Bengals, definitely in that category. As they were one victory away, they were a little about more than 3 points away from going to the Super Bowl. And then you got to look at the teams that that just might surprise you? Are the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers going to shock you? Are the Miami Dolphins, is Tua Tagovailoa going to stay healthy enough to maybe even move the football down the field? Or is he going to be watching from the sidelines? Or is he going to be sitting in a dark room because he's been bounced around? I hope not. Is Pittsburgh going to turn things around? Maybe not with a second-year Kenny Pickett. Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson can't be that bad, right? The Broncos can't be five wins bad again with their new head coach and a new system, right? Chargers going to find a way to choke? Probably. Kansas City Chiefs, team to beat. Patrick Mahomes has showed up to work earlier than anybody. I don't think it's a coincidence that he showed up early, spoke before everybody, basically in the entire NFL, and set the tone for the year. Yeah, we're back. We're trying to win another championship. We're trying to go back-to-back. Do something about it. Is anybody going to say the Chiefs can't do it? You can't. They've proven to be the best over the past several years. I'm eager to see what they can do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, you know you're getting into the depths of summer when NFL training camps get underway. We're going to hear a whole lot more players over the next several days, over the next several weeks, and of course, Hard Knocks on its way with the New York Jets. The Kansas City Chiefs trying to do something that the Patriots last did in 2003, 2004, and that is go back to back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. And you know what? Mentioning those Patriots that last went back-to-back, 03 and 04, there was a cornerback on that team named Asante Samuel. He has a kid playing ball right now in the league. But Asante is basically crapping on his old coach, Bill Belichick. Somebody give Bill Belichick a hug. You'll hear what Asante Samuel had to say about Belichick on the other side of the break. It wasn't too nice, and I'll talk to you as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Told you, you know, we're in the middle of summertime when NFL training camps are getting underway. Patrick Mahomes wasting no time arriving early to Kansas City Chiefs camp. This is basically time for the rookies to show up. And here you have one of the NFL's all-time greats just gracing everyone with his presence and basically setting the tone early for the Chiefs and basically for the entire NFL. It's a strong message. You know, when you're a quarterback or you're a contemporary or you're on another team and you go, well, damn it, he showed up early to camp? I don't want to say it makes everybody else look bad, but it makes you go, well, damn, this is what makes this guy a champion. He's not leaving any stone unturned here, showing up early to get in work along with the rookies, especially knowing that, hey, ain't nobody trying to be at training camp. Nobody, unless you're trying to go out there and win. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kansas City Chiefs trying to do something that was done last about 20 years ago, and that's repeat. The last team that did that, the New England Patriots in 03 and 04. I told you before the break that Asante Samuel, a former Pro Bowler, four-time Pro Bowler, a defensive back, didn't have the kindest of words for Bill Belichick. I'm going to share those with you momentarily. Let's check in on the lines. Let's go to David. He is calling from Dallas, Texas. Hey, David, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, quick question. Do you think with the heat situation going on, and I'm not talking about the basketball team, but the actual heat in the southeast or southwest, do you think there's any chance that the government steps in and says, hey, all these games had to be moved tonight? Because I think it's going to be unsafe for the players and the fans. I know that a lot of the, for the NFL teams, they have indoor complexes to train at and stuff like that, and the locker room domes, but especially with college and with the SEC and the Big 12 and even some of the Pac-12 with the Arizona schools, I just don't see how it's going to be safe to have these games. We're having an all-time record-breaking heat summer, and we haven't even reached the dog days yet.
Yeah, well, at the same time, a lot of what's going on is training camps. A lot of facilities have indoor facilities. If I want to think about the pros right now, we can go. I mean, you're in Dallas. If we go out to Arlington and we think about, what is it, Globe Life is what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, it got a dome. They're in a new facility. They're in the newest facility in Major League Baseball, and it has a roof to it. If I have to think about the Arizona Diamondbacks, it is – look, I get it. It's hot as hell. The world gets hot. The world is hottest than it's ever been on record. And you can look at Phoenix, Arizona. I know that they are currently in a record for their longest stretch of days north of, I believe, 100 or 110. I think tomorrow it's going to be 118 in Phoenix, Arizona. The Diamondbacks, I don't know if they're at home or away right now. It doesn't matter. But my point is, when they are home, man, they play indoors. So I don't know if we've gotten to a place yet where we're going to have government interjecting into what's going on with the sports. I think the first step would be for the actual teams to do something. I think that would be smart. I think it would be the commissioners and or the actual leagues who would step in. But I don't see government intervention when it comes to athletics and when they play. And by the way, I know we're going to have a lot of teams training, but the majority of teams are going to and already play at night. And then I think a lot of teams who play in ridiculously warm climates, man, they're playing and practicing inside. A lot of NFL facilities at this point in time also have indoor and outdoor fields.
Well, JR, to be fair, you're correct, but I wasn't talking necessarily about the NFL or baseball. I was talking about college football. They start camp in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and a lot of facilities also have indoor as well.
But how are you going to have games if it's that hot outside with the fans? Because, for example, Georgia plays outside. Most of the SEC plays outside.
Yeah, I know, at Sanford Stadium. And I would say by the time we really move towards games, I'm not a meteorologist. I certainly am not Al Roker. But I can imagine if it's going to be 110 in the stands and people are going to die, that they'll move the games. I don't think we're going to set people up for death.
That's just what I was asking, because I know for the TV partners and stuff, they have all their windows. They need a noon game and a 3 game and a 7 game.
That's legitimate. But I also don't want to act under the premise that we haven't had fans outside while it is burning hot. That's not new. Unfortunately, we've had many instances of players, mostly, and not in active games, but more so in training situations where, and we've heard the horror stories about college athletes or high school athletes, you know, passing out during training. And we haven't had too much consideration made there when it comes down to actual games, whether it's college or whether it's pros. And I don't see that being any different. If they think it's safe, they're going to go out there and play. If not, yeah, who wants to move a game? Nobody. It comes down to the money. We're just going to have to see what the weather looks like, David. Let's give it some time, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, David, for calling from Dallas. I mean, that's a legitimate question. But I can't sit here and tell you, oh yeah, on a Saturday afternoon in 3 weeks from now, it's gonna be 110 and they're gonna play football outside. I don't think so, man. I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I did tell you. And if you want to talk about something or someone being hot, I wouldn't necessarily say Bill Belichick is hot, but he's on a hot seat every single day, whether it's a reporter or it's his own owner or a former player. Somebody is kicking Bill Belichick in the ass. And more recently, it was somebody who used to play for Bill Belichick, another guy, Asante Samuel. It sounds crazy. I feel like Asante Samuel was just in the NFL yesterday. He hasn't played in 10 years. He has a son in the NFL right now, playing for the Chargers, doing a damn good job. Asante is a two-time champion with the Patriots. He was on that team, or the two teams that last went back-to-back. And so he would be qualified to talk about the New England Patriots, right? He would be qualified to talk about the success that they've had or the lack of success. And so he was talking to my main man. I've actually worked a few shows with him in the past, Bryant McFadden. And he sat there, Asante Samuel, and he basically obliterated Bill Belichick for being a whole lot of nothing without Tom Brady. Listen to this.
Is he the best coach in NFL history?
Absolutely not. Are you crazy?
Why not?
Well, look at his record without Tom. You got to win without Tom.
So you're
one
telling
thing
me.
I learned about being great, you got to be great in different situations. It was all Tom. I was there. I saw it. It was Tom. Everybody know it. Tom know it. But he ain't going to admit it because he want to be politically correct. That's why I'm here.
That's why
I'm going to tell the truth.
And you're not afraid.
And I never.
And you got experience to talk the truth.
Because I've been there. I've seen it. I confronted him. And we've been through it. And that's how I do.
Okay. All right, then. I guess that would back up a lot of people's arguments about who was more important. And the last time I checked, by the way, I think Bill Belichick has said as much. I think Bill Belichick has come out of his own mouth and said, hey, you know what? We don't win anything. I don't win anything without the players. So I think he's pretty much given Tom Brady the credit. I think it's common sense. A good coach, a great coach, yeah, you can squeeze a little bit more out of a rock. You can. But you ain't winning a damn thing if you don't have good players to work with. And Bill Belichick has said as much. So I don't want to act like Asante Samuel here has, made some type of profound statement. We know that Tom Brady played a crucial role, a very important role, in what the New England Patriots were able to do. But to ignore the contributions of Bill Belichick, and fine if you don't want to call him the greatest coach of all time, but he most certainly is one of the best. You don't organize the team. You don't have the discipline. You don't have the emphasis all the way around the game from a defensive standpoint, from a special team standpoint, of which Bill Belichick will crow about for 20 minutes if you ask him about it. Somebody has to organize everything. Somebody has to deal with an attitude or personality like Asante Samuel. And so, yeah, Asante, you don't have to love Bill Belichick and you don't have to call him the greatest coach. But to say it was all Tom Brady is ridiculous. And, yeah, I know Bill Belichick post Tom Brady has a record of 25-25. Bill Belichick post Tom Brady is still looking to go to the playoffs and actually win a damn thing, forget a Super Bowl. It's hard coming off of a champion, off of a Hall of Famer. It doesn't happen, folks. And so why now? Bill Belichick needs to be punished? I think Bill Belichick's biggest error so far post Tom Brady was his offensive system and who ran it last year. Is it Judge? Is it Patricia? Is it the mailman? I think Bill Belichick was smelling himself a little bit too much last year, thinking that he could just do anything. But I'm not going to destroy the guy, because we all know, moving on from Tom Brady, there was nowhere, absolutely nowhere, for the Patriots to go, but down. You want to look at his draft picks? Sure, fine. You want to look at his contracts? Yeah, some of those free agents, crap. Those are all X's and marks against him. They weren't going to move anywhere unless they got a new quarterback. And let me tell you something. Ain't nobody hit bat 100, 1,000 in just picking QBs. Mac Jones might be the guy. It doesn't look like it. And so, yeah, I guess Bill Belichick's seat is hot. But the way people are crapping on him, you would think that he was shining Tom Brady's shoes. Let's come to earth here, people. Please, let's come to earth. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Man, it's hard to get respect even when you win. Kansas City Chiefs trying to go back-to-back. Patriots, the most successful just block of time, almost two decades in the NFL, which is unheard of. And then on the college ranks, I know one of our callers just asked about the SEC and the heat and how it could affect sports. How about the SEC had its media day today? The Georgia Bulldogs, they're another team trying to go back-to-back. Three times. We're going to hear from Kirby Smart on the other side of the break. He's had his own issues in Athens. Seems like every player doesn't know how to drive the speed limit. And he's starting over with a new quarterback, and he's trying to three-peat. We'll hear from Kirby Smart on how they get the job done on the other side. I'll get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. I got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking championships here in the first hour of the show. Kansas City Chiefs report to training camp. Patrick Mahomes not needed there right now. It's time for the rookies to show up. Patrick Mahomes showed up to training camp with the rookies about a week earlier than he needed to. He is here. He's ready to go. And, oh, yeah, he's the guy that just won a Super Bowl, and he's showing up earlier before he's needed. We talked about the New England Patriots. The Kansas City Chiefs trying to be the first team to repeat as Super Bowl champs since the Patriots did it in 2003 and 04. Asante Samuel basically said all of that had to do with Mr. Tom Brady and less to do with Bill Belichick. And speaking of championships, today was SEC Media Day, which means that everybody in the SEC spoke, the coaches, the key players, etc. And that includes Kirby Smart, who happens to be the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, and he is looking for his third consecutive title. He's had many of players in the NFL, or excuse me, many of his players on the defense drafted to the NFL. Seems like they all ended up with the Philadelphia Eagles. And then his quarterback, Stetson Bennett, is now a member of the Los Angeles Rams, where if you want to take at some early offseason activities, people are saying that Stetson Bennett has been playing pretty well. And so this leaves Kirby Smart here. New quarterback, likely to be Carson Beck. New defenders in recruiting class. There's an expectation for them to continue to step up. And so Kirby Smart was asked today, man, how the hell do you move forward? New quarterback, new players. And he said, man, it's not about us repeating. It's not our scare, and he had a different reason, something that might scare him a little bit. Take a listen to this.
You know, the threat for us is complacency. The first thing you have to do is acknowledge that it's a threat. Like, if you acknowledge that complacency is a threat, it's the first step towards stomping it out. So we look for two things when we look for people to join our organization. I'm not talking about players. I'm talking about anybody in our organization. Do they love football, and do they embrace being part of something bigger than themselves? Are they selfless?
Well, let me tell you something. Before they even get to football, and Kirby Smart has said that, oh, we have so many eyes on us right now, and it's all of the issues with driving. Guys driving too fast. We know about the horrific incident. Devin Willock and staffer Chandler McCoy killed in a crash January 15th, the night of their what was supposed to be this celebratory parade. You know, Kirby Smart has had to say, oh, yeah, well, we've had in the authorities to talk to the students. There have been so many incidents. Let me say this. Georgia players have been cited for or charged with almost 300 driving-related offenses, with excessive speeding, street racing, and driving under the influence among the highest accusations since Kirby Smart took over in 2016. Kirby Smart will tell you that, yeah, they're looking at us. Well, they, being everybody, is looking at us because of our incidents. Yeah, well, then do something about it, man. Do something. I don't know. Maybe the players don't need to hear from a police officer. Maybe they need to go by the city morgue. You know, maybe they need to see some graphic images of what the hell can happen when you got a DUI and you get ejected from a vehicle. Maybe they need to see that in their faces. I'm sorry. I get it. People drive fast and people, you know, go out to eat and enjoy themselves. But it's 2023.
JR, I'm sorry, did you say 300?
300 driving-related offenses, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Since 2016. You know what? There's nothing here in Georgia but air and opportunity. And there's a lot of space between Athens and Atlanta. There's a lot of open road. How you have 300 is a wild, ridiculous number. I don't know. Maybe everybody thinks they're invincible. I got no answer, shot. 855-212-4CBS. You would think after one tragic incident that people would learn. So a lot of times, man, I stay my ass home. I don't want to be out on the road with nobody. 855-212-4CBS. Bob is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, my friend. It's nice to talk to you and Shep again.
Well, thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to put my nomination in for the best football coach of pro football for all time.
Okay, go for it.
Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I think we have quite a few guys at the top of the list. He would most definitely be there, yes.
He was a great, great man. He really was, and I remember in 1960, the year before in 59, when he took over the Packers for the first time, they won one game and lost 11. They only played 12 games a year in those days because it's six teams in the Western Division, six teams in the Eastern Division. The winner of both those divisions played each other for the National Football League Championship. And, of course, along came the Super Bowl. Well, it was in 67, I believe. He won the first two of them, the Packers did. And I remember Jim Ringo, all-pro center for the Packers. He demanded from Lombardi, he wanted a $10,000 raise. This was not only the field head coach, he was general manager. Yeah. And he told Jim Ringo, you come back and see me in the morning and in the afternoon, I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay.
So Ringo came back and he said, yeah, I'll arrange something for you. You're going to be shipped out, I think it was to the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the worst teams in the league at the time. He said, you can ask the new general manager there for that extra $10,000 if you want to, but you're not getting it here.
Vince Lombardi is most certainly, and thank you, Bob, for calling from Maryland. I mean, they named the damn championship trophy after him. He's a New York City guy, okay? Shout-outs to everybody who went to Fordham University. They have a nice statue and bust of Mr. Vince Lombardi out at Fordham. Not a shock or surprise that he'd be so blunt and straightforward with any of his players. I mean, we know who sit in the upper echelon of coaches if you want to start thinking about the NFL. I mean, there are even conversations now, legitimate conversations, as they should be, about Andy Reid creeping into that territory. There are people who are saying, oh, my God, if by the time Andy Reid decides to quit, is he going to have more victories? Is he going to have more Super Bowls than Bill Belichick? Hard to reach, but we know you're talking about the Lombardis and the Shulas, the Hollis, the Landrys of the world. If Bill Belichick is in the conversation, we can't crap on the guy. He didn't wake up and Tom Brady just poof, fell in his lap. There's so much that gets omitted when you want to think about the man who has to oversee the entire situation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Douglas, he's calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I want to know how you guys consider saying annoying Bill Belichick when he had Tom Brady, and he was cheating, and y'all can't mention the Astros with y'all without mentioning them cheating.
Well,
and another thing I would like to...
Slow down. Wait, Douglas. Who is y'all? There's only one person here.
When I say y'all, I mean every sportscaster that's on that TV.
Well, let's go backwards. I don't represent every sportscaster.
Okay,
It's not okay. If you want to ask or respond to something that I've said, then feel free to do so. But I don't speak for everybody. Okay. Speak for myself.
Okay, JR, I understand. Daniel, you want me to approach you. And why is it that you can mention Belichick and you got nothing to say about him having Tom Brady and his cheating scam, but you can't mention the Astros without bringing up their cheating scam?
So, as of right now, how long have you listened to the show, Douglas?
I've been listening to this show for quite a while. You never bring up the Saints and their cheating schedule, but you always want to bring up whenever Astros are mentioned, it's a cheat. They cheat.
Not necessarily. So, first of all, there's a few things here. Just because baseball isn't the most popular sport here in the country, the Astros aren't brought up a lot. And unfortunately for the Houston Astros, the biggest story surrounding them has been around their cheating scandal. The New England Patriots, anything I'm responding, Douglas.
The Yankees cheated.
Douglas.
The Astros cheated.
Douglas.
The Saints cheated.
Douglas.
And nobody nobody went for Brady's knees. Nobody went for Drew Brees' knees. But
Douglas, I'm gonna put you on hold.
Somebody is throwing at their head.
I'm going to put you on hold.
They hit that boy in the middle.
Oh, my God. I hope he doesn't have a wife. I hope not. He's still talking. I'm going to answer his ass here on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe he'll shut up.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.